This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, I always love it when I get to have a conversation just to catch up on the latest in the gun culture, the gun world, and that would be with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So let's start out with the Washington Post, which somebody wrote that this one. When was this a respected newspaper?
Well, that was a long time ago. That was back before cable news.
Right.
And that was, you know, when there were three networks and two major newspapers. And that's basically the only place to get your,
gotcha,
your information in the local paper.
Gotcha. So, anyway, as they got together with the Trace, and they did, they did a hit job on the SIG P320. Is this right?
Yeah, they did. The Trace, which is Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun agitprop generating outlet, worked with somebody at the Washington Post and ran another hit piece on the SIG P320 handgun. This is, of course, the handgun that the Army and now the entire U.S. military uses as its chosen sidearm. Well over a million people had bought them, and carry them regularly and use them. And so have an awful lot of, police departments around the country. As you'd expect, when you've got over 2 million guns in circulation, some people are going to be less than careful with them. And some of those people are going to look for, try to blame other people when they do something stupid with them, particularly cops, who, when they do something stupid with a gun, stand to lose their jobs. Anyway, ABC ran a similar report on this about a year and a half ago. We wrote about it then. Well, now the Washington Post and the Trace, they're out with it. But there's something interesting about it. They, of course, talk about all the lawsuits that have happened, and we're going to write another post coming up, examining those a little more closely. But in the meantime, what they did was they included an animation showing the internal workings of the SIG P320, what they call the fire control group. And the two journalistic wizards called or talked to the folks at SIG before the article was published, and SIG actually sent them their animation showing the internal workings of the P320 and how five things have to happen before the gun will fire. Well, that wasn't good enough for the Washington Post and the Trace. Instead, they ginned up their own animation, a shorter, more abbreviated version that leaves out one of the three primary safety functions inside the P320. Because unlike most striker fire guns, the P320 has a secondary sear that's meant to stop the firing pin from flying forward and igniting around if somehow the gun is jarred hard enough to knock it off the primary sear. I know we're getting kind of complicated here. I suggest your listeners look at the read what we wrote and look at the illustration. Makes it a little clearer. But anyway, the Washington Post didn't include any of that. They didn't talk about that secondary application. Instead, they talked about a report that one of the plaintiff lawyers, paying witnesses, wrote. This is a guy named James Turton who works for Magnum Research, which is owned by Carr Arms. In other words, this guy is a competitor of SIG who wrote a report for the plaintiff's attorneys calling the gun uniquely dangerous because the gun is always in a, in effect, kind of a cocked position. That's something unusual. There are dozens of striker-fired handguns that use a similar fire control mechanism. Some are half-cocked and some are not cocked at all. They require a much longer trigger pull. So anyway, this guy, as even the article made clear, he even contradicted himself when he was on the stand in one of these lawsuits and said that, no, you actually do have to pull the trigger before the gun will fire, despite what a lot of the plaintiffs were saying. Anyway, the gist of what we wrote today, and we went into a lot of detail, is that the Washington Post and the Trace reporters misrepresented how the gun works, left out a big part of the safety mechanisms that are built into the P320, and in effect, they misled their readers. It was in effect a lie. Bill?
I was choking. I was coughing.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm still with you.
I'm glad that I got rid of that.
Okay, good.
One of the things about 320, I have heard a lot of people talking about how it shoots by itself. And I don't think that's actually a thing. I think that's legal momentum of a, because a lot of these guys that are saying that it goes off on their own are in law enforcement, right?
Yes, as I said, a lot of them have their jobs on the line. So when they have a negligent discharge and touch one off, they need to claim that it's the gun's fault. It just went off. I don't know what happened.
Right.
There was one, they included in their article, video of a Pasco County Sheriff's deputy who was in a grade school in the lunch line, and he pulled his gun up out of his holster and put it back down and touched off around in the school lunch line with like 8-9-year-olds on. Unfortunately, nobody was hurt. The guy was fired. He had been known to, be somebody who play with his gun frequently, and this is somebody who they're using to claim that the P320 magically fires on its own. It just is incredible.
Well, it's amazing how nobody had anything bad to say about this gun until it won this contract. To me.
Well, to be fair, early on it did have some problems. The initial run of guns would fire if you dropped it from a certain height at a certain angle and hit just right. It had that drop safety issue, and SIG did a voluntary update to all the pistols to fix that problem. But that was completely unrelated to what the plaintiffs and now the Trace and Washington Post claim is happening here. This is not a drop safety issue. This is a matter of the gun, they say, just firing on its own. Shazam. It's magic. It just happened. A lot of these have been investigated. There are about 70 lawsuits out there. A couple of them have been thrown out entirely by judges. One that actually went to trial was found that they ruled for SIG. Jury unanimously believed that the gun did not fire on its own.
Let's finish this up on the other side. You can find this at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and moving on from the P320, which is going to continue to be sort of a thing, I think, for the next little bit. One of the things they constantly harp on, Dan, is that the biggest demographic of gun owners out there is old white guys. And I guess some of these old white guys own like 2,000 or 3,000 guns. I mean, I would love to see.
Yeah, that's what actually some people claimed years ago.
Yeah.
And but, things have changed a little.
Yeah. So what is what are we finding out now? What they're very upset about this too, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, when CNN starts running articles saying that millions of people, including women and minorities, have bought guns since 2020, you know there's a problem, because they certainly don't like acknowledging that kind of that fact. Because again, they like to push the narrative that it's only a bunch of old fat racist white guys who own guns. So when you've got literally millions of women, millions of Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, all every demographic you can think of, buying guns at record levels the last 3 years or so, that tends to go against the proved narrative. And you know, so the Northeastern Harvard study found that nearly 3% of U.S. adults, or 7.5 million people, bought guns for the first time in January 19 to April 2021. About half of the new gun owners were female, 20% were Black, 20% were Hispanic. Overall, gun owners were 63% male, 73% white. 63% male, that, you know, I'm not good at math, but that means 37% of them were female. And a large percentage of them were non-white. Gun owners today incorporate everyone, everyone of any demographic, and just that's what makes people like CNN, people like Every Town, people like Shannon Watts crazy, when despite the fear-mongering, despite the doomsaying, despite the cries of blood in the streets, people still are going out in record numbers month after month, now year after year, and buying more guns than they ever have before.
Well, I mean, when I'm in some place, like I was someplace the other day, and I was being checked out by a young Black woman, and I told her, I said, "You guys are the biggest growing, most effective new gun ownership demographic out there." She didn't know that. So I thoroughly enjoyed telling her that.
Yeah, it's great, because most people, they're not going to hear that. You know, there was a CNN article that most corporate media outlets don't have much incentive to trumpet that kind of information. I mean, you have to look at how they titled their article, too. I mean, they did write the article, but they titled it "A Nation Rocked by Mass Shootings Goes on an Extended Gun Buying Run." So they painted as dark a palette as they possibly can, but the news is there. And they talked to two women who are both now gun owners, or relatively new gun owners, and they go to the range fairly regularly, and they enjoy it. One bought her gun primarily for self-defense, as so many people have done since, 2019 or 2020.
Well, I mean, guns are out there now, and I imagine the rates are going to continue with all of these permitless carry states. Now we got 27 of them.
Yeah, welcome to Nebraska. it doesn't show any sign of slowing down. And the longer that we have zero bail and decarceration policies and prosecutors are going to prosecute, that's going to translate into higher crime rates, and more people are going to decide that they need the ability to protect themselves and their families, period.
Well, all I see going on right now is that, and, you know, sometimes I wonder about the leftist end game. I really wonder what they think, how this is going to end up. Because in these crime-ridden areas, they have decriminalized crime. They have done away with bail. The predator is out there. They make it very difficult as they can possibly make it, for somebody to carry a gun for self-defense. They're constantly coming up with something new on something like that. And at the same time, they're not arresting anybody. And they're just allowing these flash mobs to appear and show up and do all this other stuff. Used to be semi-organized with Antifa and with Black Lives Matter. Now it's just a flash mob. Where do you think they actually, what are they, because the big cities are emptying out. And all that's going to be left pretty soon are going to be the predators and the rubble.
Well, I don't know if that's entirely true, but I don't know that they think far enough ahead. I think, as to any sort of end game, I think that they believe that these policies that are soft on criminals and decriminalize what they consider to be lower-level crimes like shoplifting and muggings and assault and things like that are somehow promote social justice and are some kind of measure of fairness after years and years of criminal justice application that they believe overly burdened minorities and the poor. The problem is when you poll those people, minorities and the poor, those are the very people that are against defunding the police. They want to see, they have problems with the police, of course, because a lot of times they believe the police aren't fair to their populations, but they know that having cops on their street and patrolling their neighborhood means less crime.
Right.
So they themselves are not any fans of a lot of the aspects of these so-called progressive policies.
Well, I mean, all the stuff that they're hollowing out, that all of these big cities are going to be like Detroit very shortly. And then what?
Yeah.
Then what are they running? Then what are they running? And the thing that bothers me the most is they keep reelecting the same people. I mean, Chicago had a choice, and they made their choice, and it's going to be worse than it was under Lloyd.
Yeah, and they're going to have to live with it.
Yeah.
They made that choice, and they picked somebody who, if anything, is more progressive than Lori Lightfoot and more anti-cop and more pro-criminal.
Anyway, check this out. It's at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go to get the latest. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy again finding himself defending the bipartisan deal he worked out with the White House to raise the debt ceiling. He told reporters today there had to be a compromise to get the bill done, and he doesn't get where the opposition is coming from.
We're pulling money back from the hardworking taxpayers that are going to China. Are they opposed to work requirements for welfare? Are we concerned about, for the first time, to be able to change the environmental review?
House Freedom Caucus members are urging their fellow Republicans to vote no. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured, including several under the age of 17, on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And while we're here, all of a sudden a breaking news thing comes out, which is interesting to me just because of the patchwork application of law we seem to have happening around the United States. So let's talk about the key cards. What's happened with the key cards, Mr. Zimmerman?
Yeah, well, there's... folks in Florida producing something called the auto key card, and this is basically a roughly a credit card size thin piece of, I believe, aluminum that was printed with the outline of a lightning link on it, or a few of them. And for your listeners who don't know what that is, a lightning link can be used to convert an AR-15 rifle, semi-automatic one, into a fully automatic one, basically into a machine gun. You can't buy lightning links. And these cards were being sold weren't lightning links. These are just rectangular pieces of aluminum with an outline drawn on them. One gentleman who made these things went to another gentleman named Matthew Hoover, who ran some operation called CRS Firearms, and had a fairly popular YouTube channel, which is still out there. You can go out there and see it. And he advertised these things for the guy who made these. And apparently, he says, he went to the ATF and got permission for this because this guy had an FFL and an SOT, so he knew what the law was. But these things weren't lightning links. These were just cards with pictures of lightning links on. However, when he started selling these things long enough, the ATF changed their mind. The banker for one of these people reported them to the ATF with suspicion of trying to evade cash transaction reporting laws. And the more the ATF looked into it, they said, you know, these things really are lightning links, because all you have to do is buy a Dremel tool and cut one to cut these things out, and you can convert your AR-15 into a full-auto machine gun. So they were prosecuted, and on Friday they were both found guilty. And one of them is facing as much as 110 years in the federal penitentiary, and the other is facing 45 years for transferring unregistered machine gun conversion devices and evading basically money laundering.
So when we were discussing what this when it just had popped in, and here's my question. So in Chicago, where they caught 9 gangbangers with Glock 17s with 3D printed switches on the back to make them fully automatic, the cops there confiscated the guns but did not arrest anybody. Should that have been an ATF case? And should the ATF have swooped in on that?
Yeah. Well, the cops should have been arrested them because the likelihood of any of those switches being legal is about zilch. So the cops knew darn well that those were illegal machine guns, illegal fully automatic machine guns, unregistered machine guns. And you would have thought that the police would have arrested the gang members and then brought the ATF in to prosecute them under federal law. Why they let them go, I didn't see this report, but I believe what you tell me. Why they let them go, I have no idea. Seems like an easy way to get, what you said, nine gang members off the street.
Well, I mean,
but getting gang members off the street doesn't seem to be the top priority in a lot of major cities these days.
Well, I mean, is this kind of thing? Are we seeing more? So, like Chicago is Chicago, which pretty soon Chicago is just going to be. You're not going to be able to buy any food there. You're not going to be able to buy any clothes there. You're not going to be able to do anything there. All you're going to be able to do is run around and just be a predator. And the regular people will probably move out or die. Something, I don't know what's going to happen. So, this happened in Florida. Do you think that the prosecution is sort of a selective thing where they're going after the states where they don't have this much of stuff going on, but they can still make this case and look really good out there in the press?
It's possible. The thing is, they know they're fighting a losing battle against these things. When you have gang members in Chicago easily getting their hands on 3D printed switches that convert Glocks from semi-automatic to automatic, you have a huge problem. These things, you used to have to import these things from China. You don't have to do that anymore. Anybody with a $200 3D printer and a little know-how can print these, and they're doing it. Technology is making enforcement of gun laws more difficult by the day, and more people are coming to that realization. The National Firearms Act is going to be darn near impossible to enforce as time goes on. That doesn't mean that they're not going to prosecute some people. Who they choose to prosecute, when they choose to, and when, as you said, like in the example in Chicago, they just grab the guns and forget about it. I'm not sure who's how they're making those decisions, but the cops in cities are running more and more often into firearms that are easily converted via these little Glock switches, as they call them.
Right.
And anybody can go out and find a find plans to print their own auto sear. So you don't need one of these little auto key cards if you're so inclined.
Yeah, it's,
you can. I'm certainly not suggesting people do that.
Right.
But it's easy enough to do it if you want to, and if you're determined to say to hell with the ATF, I'm going to convert my gun.
Here's the thing, and you make a very good point. There's no stopping any of this. Right now,
so
until we do something a little bit different, we got fentanyl coming through the border very easily. We got people coming through the border very easily. Trying to stop these things by getting out there and catching one or two is not going to solve the problem. And the same with this, the whole machine gun conversion thing. The more these incidents are allowed to happen, the more I find it likely that you'll see a populace that will either, the ones that can't move out are going to have to either make a stand or just, I don't know, just expire or something. I'm afraid that they're going to get so afraid that they are going to get out there and take to the streets, and I guess they're going to figure out they're going to have to do it on their own, especially in places like, you know, Oregon and Washington State. California, anywhere this stuff, Chicago, New York, all these places where this kind of thing is happening all over the place. Just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder. In any event, we're about to run out of time.
Okay.
So, I do think, though, that what we're seeing in a lot of these cases, and I guess because it stands out in Florida, this was like, oh, because I don't know of anything like this happening in Florida that much, to be honest with you. But, you know, it happens in Chicago. It's a regular occurrence. It's no big deal. That's what makes me know that it's not about gun control. They have no interest in gun control. They just want to control it. They want to influence my behavior. All of these articles that we have referenced today, you can find at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about Judge Contreras and all this other stuff. Do you think he's trying to get the Supreme Court to, is he poking the Supreme Court?
I actually wondered about this and have pondered it a bit, and I don't think so. Because he could just made a clear decision saying these are clearly protected by the Second Amendment, and it would probably end up before an appeals court and might well end up before the Supreme Court anyway, because the Biden administration would appeal it. No, I think he is engaged, I guess, which has in what has been called and is overdone as judicial activism. And I believe he simply does not like the idea of people being armed and their right to be armed being held inviolable by the Second Amendment. And so what I think he is doing, and he has some backup. I mean, he's using Heller 2, which is in the D.C. Court of Appeals. That was decided there, but it wasn't appealed to the Supreme Court. So he's using that for a lot of his logical support. And I think he's just trying to chip away at the understanding of the Second Amendment in Bruin as much as he can get away with by saying, well, it only covers self-defense, and only self-defense that has actually been recorded somewhere. And so if you didn't actually have to shoot at somebody, it's not really self-defense. And if you did have to shoot at somebody, but it wasn't recorded by the police, it's not really self-defense. And unless you had to shoot more than 10 rounds, that means that magazines that hold more than 10 rounds are not covered by the Second Amendment. I mean, it's these very large stretches of logic and imagination. Now, I have to say that in his defense, because I feel obligated to give that, they were asking for an injunction against the regulation, which means the regulation would be stopped and people would be able to get magazines more than 10 rounds right away. And the burden of proof for an injunction is very high. So, although I think he ruled incorrectly, I think that he has enough support that, you know, he can't be just thrown out on his ear because he'd say, well, I'm following what the Court of Appeals said in Heller 2, and I'm just using their logic, and I'm bound to do that because I'm a judge in that district. Now, I would say he's not, because he could have looked directly at Bruin and say, Bruin says that understanding by Heller 2 is just knocked out. It doesn't apply anymore because Bruin says means end scrutiny does not apply. And much of what he's claiming looks directly like means end scrutiny to me. I don't like this, therefore we will outlaw. And a lot of it he's trying to do, say, well, there's more harm than good, so, you know, we've got to come down on the lessening the harm side. So I think that's what he's doing. I think it's an ideological choice, and ideologically he doesn't like the Second Amendment, so he's doing everything he can come up with some way or another to restrict the right to keep and bear arms in the current system.
Whenever they get out there and they want to ban stuff, I'm always wondering about that, because banning something that is in existence, has that ever worked? Has a ban, so in Australia, you spent a lot of time in Australia, and after they banned all these guns, did crime go away?
No, it had almost no effect on crime, or on murder, or on suicide, I mean murder generally. But when they create studies claim that it has an effect, they'll say, well, look, suicide with guns went down, even though the overall suicide rate might have gone up. Or they say, well, homicides with guns went down, even though the overall homicide rate maybe didn't change. So that's how they use lying with statistics. Because it doesn't matter to the person if the number of homicides with guns went down, if the overall homicide rate went up or stayed the same. And the same with suicides. The logical trick they employ in many of these studies from Australia is they say, well, the number of X with guns went down. But that doesn't matter. The guns are just one instrument of many.
Yes.
So if the incidents with guns went down, but they went up with other things, you didn't accomplish anything, except you accomplished your ideological purpose of disarming people and making it much harder for people to be armed.
One thing I looked at the other day, there was this people lobbing rocks at people from a bridge. And they killed one person, killed an individual, killed a female. And the way it worked out was the female was on the phone with someone, and then all of a sudden, just abruptly, the phone call ended. And while it ended, she could hear something happening, and then everything got silent. So then the friend tracked her based upon her phone. That's becoming a thing. And she found her in a field, and she was dead. Now, this is one of these things that you don't hear the left talking about, because it's about the person.
Exactly.
The person that is willing to be violent, that's the issue. Violence is the issue. Isn't violent crime more prevalent in the UK than it is here?
Well, some statistics are higher, like home invasions are higher, assaults are higher. Their homicide rate is lower than ours by official statistics. But the way they calculate homicide rate is quite a bit different. So it's apples and oranges. It's different in different judicial systems to compare things and make sure that they're real. For example, let's say that you have, an Al-Qaeda terrorist has a bomb and he kills 50 people in London. How many murders do you think that counts for in the English judicial system, their statistical system?
I don't know. Do they juke with the numbers, or they do things to try to look better? What do they do?
Well, in the United States, that would be 50 homicides.
Okay.
In England, it's not any homicides because it's a terrorist group.
Okay.
The IRA committing political homicide was not a homicide in Britain because it was politically motivated.
Okay.
Similarly, let's say that you have 50 serial killers and he kills, I'll just say, a dozen people in Britain. But they can't find him. They never make an arrest.
Right.
How many homicides do you think that counts for? How many murders, I should say, that counts for in Britain?
Do they not count it unless they make an arrest?
They don't count it until they make a conviction.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
So with that kind of difference, it's hard to compare them and say we have more or less. Historically, the United States has been a more violent place than England from about, say, 1870 on.
Right.
But we have much different populations. We have a different judicial system. And you can look at Brazil and say, well, Brazil has been much more violent than the United States. So when people make these comparisons about homicide and crime, what they do is lie with statistics by cherry picking certain countries. They'll say, well, look at England. Look at Sweden. The U.S., those are countries that are like the U.S., and they have a lot lower homicide rate, and they have tight gun control. But they won't tell you, well, look at Albania.
Well, I'll tell you what,
Russia.
Hold up right there, if you will, Dean, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Dean Weingarten, of course, his stuff, you can find his stuff at Amoland.com. 2,200 plus articles there right now. His articles are very thought provocative. And making you think about things is so much better than you just watching the news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.